Welcome back to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building a tape haze breakdown Titan inside Ableton Live 12. This is that short, smoky transition that feels like the track has been pulled through a worn tape machine for a few bars, then snapped back into focus right before the drop lands. And the important thing here is this: we are not trying to make the whole thing lo-fi. We are aiming for controlled loss of definition. The drums soften, the bass recedes a little, the highs blur, and the groove feels distant for a moment, but the pulse is still there. The listener should still know where they are in the phrase, and they should absolutely feel the return coming. That's why this technique works so well in drum and bass. D&B Live's on contrast. If everything stays clean, bright, and front-facing the whole time, the drop loses a lot of its impact. Tape haze gives you a way to diminish the energy without killing momentum. It's perfect for darker rollers, jungle-informed sections, neuro-adjacent switches, and any arrangement where you want the breakdown to stay DJ-friendly and useful, not collapse into ambience. So let's build it. First, start with a source that already has a strong D&B pulse. A 4-bar or 8-bar loop is ideal, and it's even better if it contains drums plus bass, or a bounced drum and bass sum. If you're working in MIDI, commit it to audio first. That makes it much easier to process the passage like a real transition. Why this matters is simple. Tape haze works best when there's something recognizable underneath it. If the source is too empty, it just becomes a generic wash. If it's too busy, the haze turns into mush. What to listen for here is whether the groove still feels like D&B after the first pass. Can you still hear where the snare lands? Can you still feel the bar count? If the loop is overloaded, strip it back before you process it. A strong tape haze breakdown usually works better when one or two elements are deliberately missing, not when everything is blurred equally. Now build a clean stock device chain. Start with a EQ8, then saturator, then a compressor or glue compressor. With EQ8, roll off some of the top end. A good starting point is somewhere around 7 to 12 kHz, depending on how bright the source is. If the loop is harsh, go lower. If you're working on a darker roller and want more openness, leave a bit more presence in the upper mids. Then add saturator with mild drive. You do not want obvious distortion. You want warmth, density, and a slightly worn character. A few dB of drive is usually enough. If the source needs containment, soft clip can help. The goal is to make the degraded tone feel like tape has been pushed just a little too hard. After that, use gentle compression. Keep it light. You want the level to stay steady so the degraded texture still feels rhythmic, not wild. In D&B, the breakdown needs to hold its shape, because the return into the drop depends on that contrast. Why this works in D&B is because the low pass reduces distracting sparkle, saturation adds body in the range the club system really reads, and compression keeps the whole thing from losing its timing identity. You're not destroying the groove. You're dimming it on purpose. Now let's add movement, but keep it subtle. Tape haze is about instability, but in D&B that instability has to be controlled. You can use auto filter after the compressor and modulate the cutoff slowly across the phrase. You can automate it manually, or use a subtle LFO approach if your setup supports that workflow. Keep the movement small. Let the cutoff drift over a narrow range. For example, maybe it moves from around 8 kHz down to 5.5 kHz. That's enough to create motion without losing the beat. If you want a slightly rougher character, you can add a touch of frequency shifter very subtly, or a very light widening effect on the upper layer later in the chain, but keep it barely audible. The bass region should never feel like it's swimming around. What to listen for now is whether the sound feels unstable in a musical way, not a messy way. If you want a smokier, more cinematic breakdown, use slower filter drift and very little pitch instability. If you want something grimier and more deteriorated, you can move a little faster and let the saturation grain show more. A really important move here is to separate the spectrum. Treat the low end differently from the haze. If your breakdown has bass movement, keep the sub mostly clean and mono-compatible. A practical approach in Ableton is to duplicate the source or conceptually split it into layers. On the low layer, use EQ8 to isolate the body and sub, roughly below 120 hertz. Keep that layer mostly dry, maybe with just a little compression or a touch of saturation. On the upper layer, apply the haze chain more aggressively. This is where the technique becomes genuinely usable in a real track. The top can degrade and drift while the low end stays readable. That preserves impact and keeps the breakdown working on a club system. Keep anything important below around 120 hertz stable and centered. If the haze is going wide, let that happen only in the upper band. Now shape the breakdown like a phrase, not a static effect. Don't just turn everything on from bar 1 and leave it there. Let it develop. For an 8-bar breakdown, You might keep the first two bars only mildly hazy, so the groove is still readable. Then deepen the effect across bars 3 and 4 with more low pass and a little more saturation. By bars 5 and 6, the haze gets thicker and the upper mids soften more. Then in bars 7 and 8, begin tightening again. Open the filter a bit or reduce the wet processing so the drop feels inevitable. That shape matters. It turns the section into a performance arc instead of a preset texture. What to listen for is whether the breakdown evolves enough to keep the ear engaged. And just as importantly, does the final bar point toward the drop without needing a giant riser? That's the sweet spot. You want the listener leaning forward. If you want more of that worn tape edge, add a tiny bit of wow, wobble, or smear, but only in the upper band. Don't spread instability across the sub. You can do this by nudging audio clips a few milliseconds, using very slight pitch movement on the filtered texture, or adding a short, controlled reverb to the high layer only. Keep the reverb short. Around half a second to just over a second is often enough. High pass the reverb returns so the low end stays dry. A little stereo width in the upper haze can help, but don't overdo it. The low layers should stay narrow and stable. At this point, stop and ask yourself something practical. Does the breakdown already feel believable? If the haze sounds convincing and the return to the drop is obvious, don't keep adding effects just because you can. Restraint is usually what makes this feel premium. Now let's talk about the return. The drop should feel like the fog gets ripped off the speakers. That means you need a contrasting re-entry. Restore the top end gradually with EQ8. Use utility if the haze section widened things and you need to recenter the image. Add drum bus lightly if the drums need extra snap. And if necessary, use glue compressor to stabilize the drop bus. Keep the settings mild. A little drive, a little transient control, maybe a touch of boom if it helps the kick rather than masks it. The contrast is the point. If the breakdown gets hazier, the drop has to feel cleaner, more direct, and more defined. What to listen for here is simple. Does the kick regain punch immediately? Does the snare come back with enough contrast to feel like a real arrival? If yes, you're on the right track. Always check this in context, not just in solo. Solo is useful while building, but the real test is how the breakdown sits between the outgoing section and the drop. Ask yourself if the listener can still count the bars. Ask whether the bass return feels bigger because the breakdown was intentionally dulled. Ask whether the groove still reads when the highs are softened. If the answer is no, don't panic. Just make small corrections. Open the filter a bit. Reduce saturation. Shorten the reverb tail. Bring back a little transient clarity. Trim stereo width on the upper haze. Tiny changes can make a huge difference here. Once it feels right, print it or freeze it. If the haze is part of the identity of the transition, commit it to audio. That makes it easier to trim the tails, reverse a small fragment, or shape the ending more precisely. In DNB, that kind of editing often turns a good breakdown into a great one. Here's a useful mindset for darker or heavier DNB. Use tape haze as a contrast device, not just a vibe layer. The breakdown should feel like the room is inhaling before the hit, not like the track has wandered off into atmosphere. Keep the sub almost boring. Stable and centered low end underneath and stable upper haze is what makes this feel expensive and system safe. If you want more menace, remove more information from the mid-range than just the highs. A slightly hollow area around 300 HE to 1K HZ can feel very sinister. And if you're working with a resled tune, let the haze affect the upper harmonics while keeping the fundamental controlled. That keeps the weight while adding grime. One more strong trick. If the track needs extra urgency, chop the last bar of haze into a small reverse pickup or a filtered snare fragment. That keeps the arrangement DJ-friendly but sharpens the turn into the drop. At the end of the day, this is a phrase-shaping tool, not a preset, not a texture layer, a phrase-shaping tool. The win condition is that the breakdown helps the next section land harder. If the effect sounds cool but weakens the bar count, it's not doing its job. So here's your quick recap. Start with a strong drum and bass source. Roll off the top with EQ8. Add mild saturation and light compression. Use subtle movement, not a huge wobble. Keep the sub stable and centered. Shape the haze across the phrase so it deepens and then tightens back up. Then restore clarity on the drop so the contrast hits properly. Now try the exercise. Build a 4-bar tape haze breakdown from one drum / bass loop. Keep everything below roughly 120 Hz mostly stable. Automate at least one parameter across the phrase and print the result if it feels right. Then make a second version that's either a little cleaner or a little darker. Compare them in context, not just in solo. And if you want the real challenge, push it further. Make the last bar feel like it's actively pulling toward the drop. If you can count the phrase, feel the haze and still hear the return coming, you've nailed it. That's the kind of breakdown that sounds smoked out, intentional, and absolutely ready for the dance floor.